Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing okay.
Listen, it's been a while since we've talked about screening. I'm only kidding. Recent weeks we've talked about breast cancer screening and lung cancer screening. Today we're going to talk about colon cancer screening. And just a couple of quick background points. You know, our listeners probably have heard us talk ad nauseum about the benefits and how we think about screening, but colon cancer is one of those things that we can screen for because of the slow transition from polyps to frank cancer, and that when you screen for tests at an earlier stage, that means that you can prevent cancer deaths and remove large adenomatous polyps before they transform to cancer. We have a good knowledge-based fecal occult blood testing based on stool identifies hemoglobin by the presence of a peroxidase reaction, and that screening with these guaiac tests have been shown in multiple big randomized trials to reduce mortality. A third point, if there is a third one, is that newer sensitive fecal occult blood tests like the hemocult sensor test. So these immunochemical tests for fecal blood are more specifically for colon-related occult blood. They're probably more sensitive than guaiac tests. They require less fecal samples. The sensitivity, the best of my ability, about 80%. This study that you've selected for us, again, one of the series in the Annals of Internal Medicine, published 2014, volume 160. It begins on page 171. It helps us to understand the question, are these immunochemical fecal occult blood tests sensitive and specific enough to be used for colorectal screening in the masses? What did they find?
Well, you know, this, unfortunately, that is exactly the most important question. And what this tells us is, on average, if you look at all the studies, how accurate is it? How sensitive? How specific? And as you said, about 82% sensitive, about 94% specific. So definitely better than the older hemocult style fecal occult blood test. So the new fecal, there are lots of acronyms. I like to use FIT for fecal immunochemical tests. These new FIT tests or FITs are quite sensitive and specific. The question is, what is their role? There currently is a trial ongoing in Spain where they randomize people to invite them to come in for a colonoscopy or invite them to come in for FIT. And it turns out the uptake for the FIT test was much higher. Gosh, if you don't have it at all, it's not going to help you at all. So FIT, at the very minimum, is a good alternative for people who don't want to have colonoscopy. And the question is it maybe just as good or very nearly as good and a lot more acceptable and less expensive? There's also a test called fecal DNA out there, and there was just a study in the New England Journal comparing fecal DNA to the FIT, and they found that the fecal DNA was a little more sensitive but less specific, and so that meant you had twice as many colonoscopies, twice as many false positives per cancer detected. And the fecal DNA costs, by the way, $500. The FIT costs about $20. So they were very, the New England Journal study, you're going to hear a lot about fecal DNA. They were very big. Oh, wow, it's a little more sensitive, but gosh, it's almost as expensive. It's half the cost of a colonoscopy. So that's one disadvantage of that. The FIT test, a nice thing about it, you can just mail it to someone. It's a single sample. They mail it back. So very simple. There have been some studies showing that by far the best thing you can do to increase compliance with colorectal cancer screening is to simply mail someone this test and get it back two-thirds of the time, which is, you know, great. The Dutch did a study where they looked at, you know, what's the yield if you wait 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. You know, one of the strategies that may end up being useful is FIT test every other year. Single sample, mail it to the patient, mail it back, done. It really highlights the fact that in this country we put screening into the medical system rather than the public health system. A rational system might simply send everyone a card you know, once a year, invite them to colonoscopy. If they choose not to do it, they can, you know, click on a link and get a fit test mailed to them, and then, you know, they can get screened that way. But we really rely more on sort of opportunistic screening and annual visits to the doctor.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that to me the two conflicting systems, so the medical system versus the postal system, and how we can trust the postal system as much as we trust the medical system.
I will.
Okay. The other sort of interesting thing I found in just doing some background work on this is that, you know, we talked about these fit tests, the fecal immunochemical tests, as being more specific. The reason they're more specific is because they measure only human globulin, so that they don't detect. You can't mix up an upper GI bleed, because globulin, as it passes through the digestive system, is digested. So that if the test is positive, it really is responding only to the polyps and things in the colon. It's not going to pick up gastritis or inflammation in the upper GI system, and it's not going to pick up the foods that we know cross-react.
Yeah, no, that's very important. And, you know, you can have a rare steak and go ahead and take your fit test.
We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.